ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it. 3, 2, 1.
That's when you know. It's Friday.
Guten Morgen.
Guten Morgen. Hello, everybody. It's Team Awesome Morning Party, and it is Friday because that's when we play St. Elmo's Fire.
I'm excited for Friday.
Why are you excited for Friday?
Because I love hanging out with Sam Swan.
Yeah.
And I don't have to work tomorrow.
Booyah!
That's the real reason.
That's a good reason. Yeah, I know about it. Mm-hmm. I know that reason. I know how it feels.
Plus, Doug is back.
Doug is back! Oh, Doug! He's got that familiar Doug smell.
Yep.
I like it. It smells like butterscotch and...
desperation.
And old trash. I love it. Good, Doug. We're glad you're back. Yeah, so Friday, it's been a good week.
It has been a good week.
And it's gone by really fast.
It has.
I
was kind of surprised at how quick it went.
It's been fun. Today I elected to not wear headphones and try my little in-ear things, and I like them.
Good.
Plus my hair won't mess up, because that's how vain I am.
It is.
Sorry.
I just don't care.
Everything is vanity.
Nor do I really have enough hair to mess it up right now.
Well, you cut your hair.
I know.
It was getting long.
It's nice and short now.
It is.
It actually was. It had gotten to the point where I was no longer, like, sick of how long it was because I couldn't do anything with it.
Yeah.
It had made it through there to the point where I could do stuff with it again.
And then you're like,
But when it was, like, washed.
Yeah.
And I pulled it down, it actually came down to my eyebrows.
Really?
Yeah, it was actually really long.
Dang. You did. That's good.
It just kind of mopped on up there.
That's kind of cool. Just mopped on up. You know what's going on phone line.
Are they not working again?
No. Is it not working? Oh, it's working.
Doug, you asked if it's not working, and Doug gave you a thumbs up and shook his head yes.
No, I said, you know what's going on with the phone line.
Yeah, but then you said it's not working, and Doug said, uh-huh.
Don't make fun of Doug and answer the phone.
Hello,
oh,
Eric. It's Matthew from Albuquerque.
Matthew, you knew.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Nothing.
The sky.
Hey, you know what? I heard the phone lines are down. I was just talking to Doug.
Yeah?
And you know what? I found out, actually, the other day, because I called Buck and Dex.
Oh, yeah,
and they told me. Yeah, they told me that you guys were on the air. I'm like, oh, okay, it must just be the phone lines then.
Well, did you get to talk to them for a long time, or did they hang up on you?
Talked to them for a little bit before my phone cut out because I was going into Crawlers.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Yes, stupid phone signal, guys, I tell
you. So, whenever you can't talk to us, you just call the Edge?
Or I'll call 98.5, but 98.5 doesn't let me talk like, you know, I usually do.
That makes
us
feel
cheap. I prefer you guys or 104.1.
What's 104? Oh, the Edge. Okay.
Yeah.
Why, you don't like 98.5?
They're okay. I mean, I do like oldies music.
What about The Peak?
The Peak? I've never heard of them.
It's 100.3.
That's the most popular radio station in town.
Really?
Well, yeah.
Next to Static.
Next to this one, duh.
Yeah, we're number one.
We're number one in our hearts. Sounds really, really lame.
You guys probably hear the car motor.
Desperate.
You guys like hear a car motor in the background?
Yeah, it's all like...
Cold out here, guys.
It's cold. Do you hear those engine noises?
Hey, you know what, guys? Speaking of cars, you know what? I might be going to get my driver's license during the summer. I might be able to start driver's ed. Who knows?
No.
Hey, you know what, guys? Actually, I've been practicing in my yard.
That's
I have a
terrifying.
You've been practicing
I drive
in
on
your
my lot,
yard?
And I do pretty well.
Matthew, I cannot condone you driving.
You should just ride a bike everywhere.
This can't happen, buddy.
Save Mother Earth.
I think you need to
just
take a bike.
You know, I've actually been doing pretty well, actually, driving in my yard.
Albuquerque's
you know,
got a great bus system, man. Trust me.
It does.
Yeah, my cousin Clarence was
a
driver for
bike
City
lanes,
for a while.
Bosque Trail.
Holy cow, there's a hostage situation going on.
I know.
In France? Yeah. I saw it just on the news.
Gosh, that's nuts. Our boy Bawit Dubai from Austria sent us an email and said, guys, this is nuts.
It is.
Yeah,
it's
you know
turned
what,
into
guys?
A big
the
thing on the internet,
nowadays.
Too.
I mean, the world's going to craziness, and you know what? The economy is going crazy. You
economy's
know what?
Doing
We're
better.
All going crazy.
How do we fix that, Matthew?
Guys, just pray for world peace.
He's getting far away.
What can I say, guys? Just pray for roll peas.
Are you walking away from the phone?
Did you say pray for squirrel peas?
Speak up.
I think he said squirrel peas. Doug, what's a squirrel pea? Is that like a vegetable, or is that like using the bathroom? That's number one for a squirrel. Number two, what's the number scale for a squirrel when it comes to using the bathroom?
Squirrels don't use the bathroom.
What do they do?
They're in nature.
They use outside.
They just go when they go.
Well, see, when I was on tour.
You know what?
Whoa!
Actually, guys, it's called going with the flow.
Going with the flow.
But it's only flowing if you're going.
Stop it. Stop. Stop.
That's so true there. That is so true.
He just became your best friend. Yes, he did. You guys are best friends. You're best friends with DJ Bossman Dan. Matthew, you can start calling him. What's your extension?
Oh, hey, Steve-O, I knew you were gone over in California.
He's still gone. He's not here.
Oh, is he still gone?
This is Mateo, and that's DJ Bossman Dan.
Yo.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Man, you don't
notice how I'm not screaming.
You're having a hell of a time over there. I wish I was there.
You wish you were here?
No. Anaheim.
Oh, yeah.
But Anaheim has measles.
There are some.
Oh, yeah. You know, actually, it's nice over there. I've been there before once at a time. It's actually nice. I mean, California is really warm. The temperature's really good over there.
It's also really crowded
over there, but
dirty.
It's not too cold. It's not like Albuquerque.
Well, Matthew, listen, I just got a message from Dex over at the Edge, and he wants you to call them, okay?
Oh, he wants me to call them. Okay, I'll give him a call.
Hey, but give him a call and say that Mateo from Static Radio told you to call him.
All right. Can you guys play a song for me, please?
Yes, we can play a song for you. What do you want to hear?
All right. Go ahead and play me this song. I haven't heard this one in a long time. Blame me by Amberlin, please.
All right. We'll get it, we'll do something because we don't have that song in the system still. We never have, but we'll get it
That's
for
okay,
you.
That's okay, guys. I'll talk to you guys Monday. Have a great weekend.
Have a good weekend, buddy.
Bye, guys.
Go Hawks. And that, my friends, is how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to play Reflector by Arcade Fire, dedicated to Matthew.
Literally because it is just the next song in the list.
That's right. And we like that song.
We do. It's a good song.
Coming back, we got breaking news, a little traffic, and then birthdays with Doug because he has returned. And then Sam Swan will be joining us, so don't go anywhere.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning!
Team Awesome Morning Party. Making your morning a little more awesomer. Ist. A little more awesomest.
Turn on the news!
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
I was clearing my throat.
Getting ready for the news.
Yeah, just getting ready. Guys, today is Friday, January 9th, 2015. And I'm excited about it. I've got a little blood spot on my thumb. I thought
that was a little booger.
Nope. No, I eat the boogers. It's never on my finger.
Remember the guy yesterday who totally was...
Yeah.
We're sitting in traffic.
Traffic!
And this guy is just, like, knuckle deep in his nose.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he pulls it out and, like, wipes it in his hair.
Yeah. It was the weirdest thing.
It was strange.
Doug, we watched this guy dig this booger out of his nose. And we're sitting there, and we're like, what's he going to do with it? Because there's multiple things you could do.
I was rooting for eating it. I love it when you're sitting in traffic and the person next to you does something super disgusting.
Guys, I have the ultimate way to get rid of them. You wipe them on the bottom of your shoe.
That's
and
pretty
then
good.
You never know what happens to them. So you bottom of the shoe, and then you wipe your hand off on your jeans, and then you wash your hands as soon as possible. That's how you handle it. But this guy, he picks it, okay? And then he kind of puts his hand up to the side, like, because he's got a buddy over there and he's talking to him. He kind of puts it there, and then he just starts rubbing his hair. We think he wiped it in his hair. There's nowhere else he could have gone. Because he totally, like, he had it in his fingers, and he, like, when Matthew McConaughey was driving the Lincoln, you know, and he was, like, going, it's a Lincoln. I got to figure out what to do with my life, you know, and he was sitting there with his hands in that commercial. He's totally doing that, and then he just starts rubbing his hair like this, Doug, real fast. He wiped it in his hair. He totally did. That's his hair product, his boogers. Anyway, now let's go to the news. Super serious. It is January 9th, 2015. The number of the day is 4.16. And this has to do with you, Daniel.
Oh?
Guess.
Oh, I'm supposed to guess?
You can today. I give you permission.
Is it 4.16 anything or just 4.16?
Well, you love to bicycle. That's your clue. It's probably got something to do with biking.
Is it like 4.16 million or just 4.16?
No, just 4.16.
I don't know. Is that like the average length of a bike ride?
Nope. Check it out. Miles cycled underwater by the Guinness World Record holder.
Huh.
How do you cycle underwater? That's crazy.
I imagine that would be very difficult to do.
It's gotta be.
Like, if you've ever tried running in a pool, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. It's like, I can't believe we saw that guy wipe that booger in his hair.
I know.
I forgot about it.
I did too. Why did I bring that up?
I don't know. It was great, though. All right, let's get to the news. For the first time, major institutional investors announced that they were investing in the new cannabis business. Starting to take off. The Pope attended a screening of Unbroken, met Angelina Jolie. Saw that.
Didn't Tamra say that was good?
Yes. Quality Tam.
I don't know if I trust her judgment yet.
I know that the Coldplay song that's on the soundtrack is really good.
Most of the time, who was it? Oh, no. I don't trust Steve-O's judgment in restaurants. That's what I've decided.
Why is that?
Because he recommends places, and then I go to him, and I'm like, this isn't good.
Name one.
I probably shouldn't.
Okay, don't do it. Don't do it. But that's funny. I want to know off air. North Korea's Kim Jong-un had a birthday Thursday. There's a lot of mystery surrounding his birthday. I kept seeing articles pop up yesterday about how it's like this weird, like, mystery.
Mm.
What do they do for a birthday party in North Korea?
I don't know.
Do they give you food? Like, oh, here's food. You remember this stuff?
Oh, no. Like, the people don't get birthday parties.
Oh, just Kim Jong-un?
Just Kim Jong-un and his government.
Jeez.
Hey, did you hear about they released their newest operating system?
No.
North Korea has its own computer operating system.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
This is not a joke?
This is not a joke.
What's it like?
I'll pull up the story for you in a minute, but it's like Red Flag 3.0, I think is what it's called.
Does it have Minesweeper?
No, it's actually Linux-based. The last version was a complete ripoff of, like, Windows 7.
Yeah.
And this one is a ripoff of, like, an old version of OS X. And so it's, like, half Windows, half Mac, and it runs, like, Windows 3.1 software. And it's Linux-based. It's, like, this horrifically convoluted-looking piece of turd.
Wow. I wish that somebody could go over there and convince them that Windows Vista was good and be like, make this.
This is probably much worse than that.
That would be an appropriate response. That would be comparable. We'd be like, ha, Vista, and you can never upgrade. Then we'd get them. A new study says that dogs only arrived in North America 10,000 years ago. Daniel agrees. Authorities in Scotland are looking for the person who abandoned a dog at a train station along with a small suitcase of his doggy belongings. I think that's the Sharpei we were talking about.
Yes. This sounds really familiar.
Yeah. Doug, we read that story about this beautiful dog just getting abandoned, and we were all real sad. They're going to make an animated movie out of it.
Sharpeis,
in 2017.
Sharpeis are so expensive, I don't know why you just like leave it at a train station.
Somebody's dumb! That's why. Researchers think they have found an antibiotic that can defeat any bacteria.
Until they mutate.
Until the antibiotic realizes that the true bacteria is humanity. Dum dum dum! Avengers Age of Ultron.
But there is, like, good bacteria.
Yeah, there is.
You don't want to kill all bacteria.
That's why you have probiotics.
Yes.
Maybe they need to make a super probiotic that can identify all the good ones and let them live.
Or maybe.
Maybe.
We just stop.
Just stop doing all that stuff and eat dirt off the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That's how I grew up. A baby girl in Branson, Missouri was born with two front teeth already in there.
That's not that strange.
It is to me.
Some babies are born with teeth.
You know what that is?
Lavendude might have teeth.
Lavendude's going to have a ton of teeth. Also, his name's going to be Lavender because he's going to be a girl. We got it? We got it. You know what this is? This little girl is a product of evolution. Because in humanity, we've advanced so much that now the most important thing is taking pictures of ourselves, and she's evolved to where she automatically is ahead of the game.
She can do a selfie
yeah.
in the womb. All the mom has to do is eat a camera.
It's true. The next step is for that to happen, and then kids just pop out taking selfies. They pop out and they go,
If you put like an iPhone,
go, just born.
Like swallow an iPhone, and they can take it and then like message it. Put it directly on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram.
That's what they need to do. Scientists, I just came up with a great idea. Invent a pill that has a tiny camera in it. The mom swallows it, and then the pill floats around in the wherever. Somehow it goes through, and it gets to the baby place. Because they're all connected. I mean, let's be honest. It's just one thing, right?
Yeah, like the baby is in the stomach.
Yeah.
So, like, if you eat, it should, like, go right where the baby is.
Well, this reminds me of how I learned that babies were made. You eat a certain combination of vegetables, the woman does, and then the baby forms in the stomach. It starts off as a potato, and then it grows into the size of a lemon. And then that's how you know how big your baby's getting, and you track it by sizes of fruits and vegetables. And so then if you could just swallow this camera, then the baby would be taking little selfies inside the tummy all the time.
What happens if you end up at, like, the watermelon stage?
You don't get that far.
But what if you do?
It's bad.
That's C-section.
Twins.
That's a C-section.
That's a C-section. C-section of soil. Might have a couple of things mixed up with the way babies are made, but I'm not going to doubt it. North Carolina couple recognized two of the burglars in the surveillance video on the TV evening news, so they turned in their 16 and 14-year-old sons, who were the criminals that they recognized in the video.
Yeah, I'd probably do that.
Yeah.
I'd be like, hey, Tim and Jim, come here.
Tim and Jim.
Look at this.
Tim.
You guys are idiots. We're going to the police station.
Yep. Hey, we saw you on TV. You did? Yeah, let's hop in the car. We're going to go down to the TV studio. They want to interview. Okay, this is the police station. Yeah, the cameras are inside. Don't worry, son. Don't worry. Don't steal! That's what I would do. A newly released police report shows that when New Jersey police arrested a man for driving intoxicated over the holiday, he told the cops, "It's New Year's Eve! Everybody drives drunk!" They apologize and let him go.
Did they really?
No! Melissa Gilbert has removed her breast implants. She said she recently did Dancing
with the Stars. We just moved
on
to another story.
Yeah, we did.
We did.
I totally got out of there. Scientists have traced the recent measles outbreak to Disneyland.
Jumping again.
I don't have time to just stay on these stories. I got to keep on rolling. This year, official timepieces will add a leap second. Now, what's that about? You know about time. You've got to watch.
I actually don't.
I thought you'd... Oh, you're waiting.
I don't wear watches.
I see it, though.
No, you don't.
Maybe I'm seeing stuff.
You're seeing stuff.
Ask that guy over in the corner what he's thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah. What? Is there somebody over there? I need to sleep. Facebook can be like some pushy friend who has to give you advice on everything. And lately, that pushy friend has been telling you not to bother warming up your car in winter and posting many articles explaining why. The main thrust of most of these articles says there's no need to warm up your car. And that it's wasteful of fuel creates needless pollution, and modern fuel-injected cars just don't need to be warmed up to run well like old carbureted cars did. And generally, these statements are all true. Modern car engines' control computers are vastly better at managing the engine to run well even when cold. And sure, if you idle the car for 20 minutes, you're not really accomplishing anything beyond turning gas into pollution. .. But that's only a part of what's going on with your car when it's really cold. It's more about the oil. This day needs some oil. Yeah. One time when we were on tour, slight diversion here, when we were on tour, we went to Chicago, and there was this dude playing the saxophone out in front of the Sears Tower, and we were going to go up to the top of the Sears Tower, and then we got there, and they were like, yeah, it's like $15 to go to the top, and then we were like, it looks great from here. You know? Like craning our neck up. That's fine. Never mind. But this dude's over there, this street performer, and he's going, playing different songs on the saxophone. And so our guitarist at the time, whose name was Dan, he said, "Hey, can you play Ghostbusters?" And that guy goes, "I don't know, give me some money." And he was like, "Yeah, play Ghostbusters." And so he goes, "Beep, beep, 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 man, this thing needs some oar. It needs some oar. And just started cursing at his saxophone. And we were like, he was like yelling.
That was his play, man.
That was his play.
You guys got played.
No, we didn't give him any money. We walked away. He couldn't play it.
I thought like, you gave him the money first. I thought it was like, you pay me and I'll play the song.
No, it was like, you play the song and we'll pay you. And so he couldn't get it. He got like, that's as fast or as far as he got. And so we just walked away. He was upset. Visibly upset. Anyway, when your car has been sitting out in the brutal cold, all the lubricating oil that's coating all these crucial moving bits of the car have settled down to the bottom of the oil pan. When the temperatures are really, really cold, not only is that oil not near the areas it needs to be, its viscosity, or the ability to flow, has been severely impaired by the cold. So when you start that cold engine, it's essentially running without lubrication. If you start up and immediately put a load on the engine, things can get damaged. So this tells me I need to continue to warm my car up. I've been doing it this week because it's been really cold.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do it today.
How long do you let it warm for?
Like 10 minutes. Not long. But I have an older car. You have a really nice car. It's new. It's like a rocket.
Well, it sits in the garage, too.
Yeah, I don't have a garage.
It's like 50 degrees.
You know what I have? An apartment and a lot of regret.
Yeah.
I don't have time for a garage. Good grief. Tiger Woods is parting ways with his private island in Sweden, because sometimes you just got to let those things go.
Dibs.
The luxurious 61-acre site at Lake Mälaren near Stockholm has a private harbor, open fields, lake views, and tastefully designed mini mansion.
Hey, what if we all pooled our money together and went and just bought an island?
Yes. Doug? He's gone. I don't know where
he went. He's there.
Doug, would you buy the island? Yeah, Doug would go in with us on that island. The property even has a historical 11th century Viking stronghold.
Dibs.
A dramatic landscape with approximately 100-foot high rocks rising out of the lake. And the island is a golfer's paradise with 6 tee-off areas. Pretty nice. Dude, that's awesome. If you could buy your own island, that would be awesome.
See, we could each buy, we could all pool together and buy the island and then just divide it into equal parts.
Yeah.
And then it's like, you stay on your side of the rock wall, I'll stay on mine, and we all have our own island.
Not bad. Okay, there's a certain fast food place that we kind of referenced yesterday. And that same place is already trying to get you to fall off of the New Year's resolution diet wagon, but for a good cause. Throughout 2015, if you purchase a key tag shaped like a Frosty for $1, you'll be able to get a Junior Frosty for free.
Or, you could buy the Junior Frosty for $1 and not have this stupid key tag.
Yeah, but you're giving $1 to charity.
Just saying.
The offer is good throughout 2015 at participating locations while supplies last. Plus, while you're showing off your love of delicious fast food shakes next to your car keys, 90 cents of your dollar will go towards the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption to help children in foster care.
I don't know who Charity is.
Charity's
I know
a pretty
who
nice
Wendy
girl.
Is.
Wendy, yeah. I feel like Wendy and Charity are in a fight and they're trying to reconcile. Should we let them?
Dave Thomas is promoting pit fighting.
Pit fighting. With pit bull. Nope. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio fulfilled a campaign promise on Thursday by announcing a ban on serving food and drinks in polystyrene foam containers. The ban, first proposed in February 2013 by de Blasio's predecessor Michael Bloomberg, will stop restaurants, coffee shops, and food carts in the nation's largest city from using single-serve containers made of expanded polystyrene beginning on July 1st. Which is hot, hot summertime.
It's going to be very hard to make your own napalm in New York.
That's true. And as we all know, that's gonna hamper the superhero business because less supervillains are going to be using napalm.
That's right.
Have to figure something else out.
Nothing spreads like napalm does.
Nothing spreads like napalm except gossip. Boy, that gossip spread like napalm, Doug! The International Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas went to the dogs with the unveiling of a smart collar outfitted with a GPS tracker and a video camera. Motorola unveiled the Scout 5000 smart collar at CES and demonstrated how the canine-mounted device includes a GPS tracker, Wi-Fi connectivity because your dog needs to be on the internet, and a 720p camera that beams video to the pet owner's smartphone. The wearable for pets also includes a feature for track exercise and a speaker to allow owners to talk to their pooches through the phones. The Scout 5000 is scheduled to be released in June.
That's stupid.
Good grief. Dogs are doing better than we are. And finally, the most terrifying thing that I've seen all week and in recent memory, Mitch sent it to me last night.
Was it a selfie?
Almost. You could say that.
Get it?
Considering the subject
matter. Most terrifying thing you've ever seen was Mitch's selfie?
Yes. This is close. Stephanie Alaska, who works for a marketing company in San Diego, thought a toilet at her office was blocked and got to work with a plunger. She couldn't believe what she... Oh my gosh. She couldn't believe what she found to be disturbing. Wait, this thing is worded incorrectly. She couldn't believe what she found. With her efforts to free the blockage, she was very disturbed. I just completely rearranged their sentence. Because it was a 5-foot snake. A rainbow boa, Doug, was clogging a toilet up, and this lady goes to work with a plunger and unplunged. San Diego's animal control team eventually captured the Colombian rainbow boa, and they are investigating how it got into the building's plumbing. A snake came out of a toilet. The worst has happened. The worst has happened. We're all gonna... Everybody dies. This is the worst way. Number two, Mitch selfie. Number one, snake out of toilet. You die. Let's take a look at traffic. That was loud. It's okay. Long-term road construction, San Mateo Boulevard at San Diego Avenue Northeast. We've also got major road construction, Unser Boulevard at Black Arroyo Boulevard. Doug, I said it right ever since you told me how. Also, road construction, left lane closed, Lomas Boulevard West at Broadway Boulevard. That's your look at traffic. I hope there's not a snake in your toilet, because that's the most terrifying thing I can imagine.
There's a snake in my boots.
You know what's not terrifying? Birthdays with our boy Doug!
Doug!
Hit it, Doug!
Do your thing.
Is he plugged in? Do you have him prodded up?
I do.
Are you sure?
Yep. That light's on, 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 and that's turned up.
We don't got you, Doug. We don't got you none, buddy.
Doug, your mic isn't on. Now you're kind of there. Why gotta be that way?
That was a pretty good intro, too. Oh, that light wasn't on.
Hey, you know what? It's not my fault most of these LEDs are burned out.
It's true.
Hey, it looked like it was on.
You're hey. Up, buddy.
All right.
Hey, well, you know what? The first time his mic wasn't on.
No, it was. I just turned it off real quick to see if
because I looked in and you were like...
Sorry,
usually when the mic doesn't come on normally, we just start hitting buttons because that means somebody else was in here.
That's what I do.
Hitting buttons before.
Yeah. Whoa. Doug, are you happy to be back?
I guess so. Today, January 9th, 2015, day 9. There are 356 days remaining in the year.
Nice.
First up this morning, guitarist of the band Led Zeppelin.
Robert Plant.
Jimmy Page.
Robert Plant's the other guy, isn't
yeah.
he? Ugh. I want to apologize to every legitimate rocker out there. I'm sorry, I'm an idiot. But you knew that already. And you stuck around. Did you watch that?
No.
Okay. All right, Jimmy Page, yes. Gosh, how did I... He has a house in Nashville. Or no, wait, is that Robert Plant? Maybe that's why I got him mixed up. I can't remember.
I think it's Robert Plant.
That has a house in Nashville?
I think so.
I have a house in Nashville.
You do?
No.
Oh. Okay, Jimmy Page is 66.
65.
71 years
71.
Old. Next up, an American actor. He's best known for roles such as... He's been on Law & Order and Law & Order SVU. He was on Oz. He was in Spider-Man Trilogy.
Oh, was he in Watchmen?
I watched...
No, he was in The Closer... He was also in the movie Juno.
That's Jimmy. It's the newspaper guy.
J.J. Simmons.
Yep.
J.K. Simmons.
J.K. Simmons. He played J. Jonah Jameson.
He was the police chief on The Closer.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't realize he had been on SVU. No way.
I think he, like, but it was just one of those, like, weird one-offs because he was on Law & Order, so he just, like, randomly showed up.
Gotcha.
He's in the State Farm commercials.
Yes, he is.
Or right. Farmers, whatever.
Farmers.
67.
62.
He is 60 years old today.
Oh. It's because he's bald.
Oh, Dave Matthews.
Yes.
Nice.
Wooly also posted a picture of him. I didn't read why, but now I understand why. It's his birthday. One time I played this song on guitar in front of Dawn, and she got mad at me.
Why?
She said nobody had ever played guitar for, and it freaked her out. And I was like, oh, okay.
Most people would probably be intimidated to play guitar for her.
Nah, not me, man. I'm an idiot.
Because she's, you know, a musician.
Well, so she's a musician?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what she does all the time?
That's what she does, Matt.
Doug,
when she's not here.
Mysteries are being solved today.
Somewhere right now, Steve-O's walking around California in his flip-flops. Let's... happy that it's Dave Matthews' birthday.
That's right. That's true. He's just looking. He's sitting on the beach. The sun just came up. He's just looking out.
Watching
the
sun rise.
Yeah.
Having his morning devotion.
And then Chrissy's like, Steve, come get in the car so we can go home now. And he's like, just give me a minute. I just gotta find God over there. He's out there. You know, he's a lot like the ocean. He gives and he takes. Get in the car, Steve. I'm going now. Okay, sorry.
Then you forgot like a loud yell.
Yeah. Yeah, Jack's in the background going, I want to go to McDonald's! This was also in Mr. Deeds.
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I watched that over the holiday, Doug. I thought about you.
Deedsy. Oh, and the Frosty thing.
Yep. Yes! It all ties together. All right, Dave Matthews is 45.
50.
He is 48 years old.
That was an inspiring moment.
It kind of bummed me out.
Stop being bummed, Negative Nancy!
This song bums me out.
You're a Negative Dancy. Combination of Daniel and Nancy. Is it?
It is.
Backstreet Boys.
Just for the record, Mitch, Backstreet Boys way better than NSYNC.
Oh! We need to have a battle.
The only good thing that came out of NSYNC was Justin Timberlake.
You
Oh man,
it's happening. Okay, which Backstreet Boy is it?
Yes.
Kevin.
No.
The weird looking one.
The one that looks like Steve-O?
I'm looking at a picture of him right now, and you can make the case for two of them looking like Steve-O.
Okay.
The one with the goatee.
Oh.
Yeah.
AJ.
Yes.
Yeah. He was the troublemaker.
He was. He was the bad boy of the group.
Did you know they have a movie coming out?
What?
Yeah, I saw it on Apple Trailers.
Wait, Backstreet Boys?
Yeah, it's like a documentary. Apparently, after they stopped being popular in the U.S., they became really popular in the U.K.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So it's like this documentary about their tours in the U.K.
I remember the one guy. Is there one named Brian?
There's a good possibility. Okay. They all kind of look like Brian.
He tried to do like a Christian music thing, and he was on the same label as us. Brian Littrell. That's who it was.
Okay.
Yeah. And I remember meeting him, and he was so short. Look at Sam. Sam's just out there freezing. It's cold.
Yeah.
All right. AJ is 41.
AJ is 41.
AJ
That's what
is
I said.
37 years old.
37!
I was curious if I could pick the same number as you.
No, you can't.
And what would happen?
It's wrong.
Nothing happened.
The universe is never the same.
And the final birthday for today... she is the wife of Prince William, the Duke of Cambridge. She was just here in the United States with him.
Kate.
Princess.
Yes. Her name is Kate Middleton.
Mrs. Princess William.
Dude, I'm about to go rescue Sam. I'm going to guess and then I'm going to go rescue Sam. It's freezing outside. Kate Middleton is 30.
32.
Today, she is 34 years old.
I was closer!
All right, and since it is already 6:59, we will do one date. And you know what? We don't.
Doug, I'm not doing a date with you.
Fine.
We're both married, man.
Did I win?
Doug just asked me out on a date.
Oh, Doug. You're not supposed to ask other dudes out on a date. That's our thing.
Okay. My bad. Just trying to... Never mind.
What?
Nothing. Today, all right. On this day in what year, Apple Steve Jobs announced the iPhone?
Oh.
2006. 2007.
Ah!
Your number one song for today?
Smash Mouth.
No.
The original. Good. Good. Okay.
The Monkees. You know, they were a big influence on the Beatles.
They were. That's what I hear. That's what Peter was telling me. Oh, gosh. What do you think?
1970?
62. 1967. Oh, by the way, I have to issue a correction. Yesterday was the birthday of Mr. Elvis Presley.
Oh, yeah, I read that.
And we didn't do a dang thing about it.
He wasn't in there.
Well, he's dead, so he wouldn't be in birthdays.
Oh, they only do live birthdays.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, but, that's dumb.
Well, sometimes they do... I think it's just that they recently deceased. Like, they did Robin Williams.
Yeah.
A week after he passed away.
His birthday was a week after he... That's Damn. Sad.
Let's Damn. End on a high note.
It's
Elvis
Apricot
Presley.
Day.
Yeah. It's Paper Cut Day?
Apricot.
Apricot Day? All right.
Is there a Paper Cut Day?
I hope not.
That'd be a miserable day.
That would be a miserable day. Guys, we have a great show for you. It's Friday. It can't get any better than
or
this
worse.
Show. Or it could... We're always exploring just how bad this show can get. And we haven't found the bottom yet, but we promise we will one day, maybe. Sam Swan's here. We're going to come back after these messages and a couple of songs with more great Team Awesome Morning Party.
Static.
That show is the broadcast equivalent of being punched in the face.
Team Awesome Morning Party. On Static Radio.
Take a look at traffic, see what's up. Traffic right now is dedicated to my friend Morgan, who just texted me and said, there's weird dance music on your station right now. Which is funny, because the girl in that band is Steve-O's wife.
Mm-hmm.
Weird. What a weirdo. Just kidding, Morgan. Let's see. Major road construction, Unser Boulevard at Black Arroyo Boulevard. Also, we have long-term road construction to San Mateo Boulevard at San Diego Avenue Northeast, and we've got road construction left lanes closed, Lomas Boulevard West at Broadway. I don't see any accidents on this map, but this map isn't always reliable. So if you see something, you can give us a call at 505-338-3700. Traffic's brought to you this morning by Solomon's Porch here on the Calvary Campus, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. They've got all kinds of goodies for you for breakfast time. You can call them 505-338-3669.
But if you want a sausage breakfast burrito with no chili,
yeah,
you better get it before Matt does.
I'm the one that gets those.
Because they only make one a day.
And it's for me.
And it's gone by 7.
It's me!
Just putting that out there.
They make it specifically for me.
Mm.
They're not used to having two. And they're not used to having Sam Swan walk over. Sam Swan!
Hey.
From the New Mexico Baptist Convention.
Yeah.
Have you guys done the Stop Staring at Me Swan thing yet?
Yeah.
Okay. I figured if you had, I wouldn't do it.
Well, it's time to do it again. It's been a while.
But if you hadn't, it's a seriously missed opportunity.
No, man,
you
do it.
You haven't done it to me. Even when we're off air and standing out here, you haven't said that to me.
Do it to him.
But he's not staring at me.
You stare at him.
You know what? I will do it today.
Okay.
But I'm going to wait until the opportune moment.
Unpredictable. Sam, look up there and wave at that camera so everybody knows that's you.
It's me.
Hey, it's hey. Sam. Hey. Hey. Oh, no. It's Sam. Oh, no.
It's been a couple of weeks.
It has. How
it
was,
has.
Tell us about your holiday season,
Sam.
Oh,
it was wonderful. We had all of our kids and their spouses and their kids at the house, and it was there were 17 people in my house.
Was it like Christmas
Gosh.
Vacation?
It wasn't quite that crazy, but it was chaotic and loud and fun, which, you know, we have 5 kids, so that's how our house was all the time. And now that they've slowly been leaving the house,
mm-hmm.
it's been quiet, eerily quiet. Brenda and I will sometimes look at each other. So I just scream at her every once in a while just to keep the noise
make sure
level.
She's real. Yeah. I get that.
Do you scream, "Stop staring at me, Swan"? Because she's a swan,
she's
too.
She's a swan, too. I hadn't thought about that.
You love it.
I will try that. He's just dying. He's just dying to
you
say that.
You love it.
I will say that to her one of these days.
Do you ever just look over and say, "Who are you?"
No.
That's what happens to me and Dawn. I look over and I'm like,
"Oh, well, you guys.
Who are you?
Yeah.
Whose baby is that?
Yeah.
What is this?"
Yeah.
And then she's like, "This isn't the Truman Show, Matt. Quit thinking that." I think that.
We're at the age now, and we've been together long enough now, or so long now, that
So long.
Yes. Well, wonderful. Wonderful long time.
It's been a long time,
but
it doesn't feel like
it.
I look at
pictures.
No.
Like, I stood behind her. She was fixing her hair in the mirror yesterday, and I stood behind her in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And made it like a... It looked kind of like our engagement photo, you know?
Yeah.
And so I said, "Hey, look, it's our engagement photo." And she just kind of, you know, shrugged her shoulders and like, "Whatever, old man, get away from me." And so then I said, Where did that kid go?
Where did that young...
The kids that were in that...
Sam, this is... I feel like we're getting to the plot of...
This is getting awkward.
Yes. What are we doing? Gosh. Hey, that's kind of funny, though, because Celeste and Mitch Googled me the other day.
Oh, yeah.
And found a video on the internet from my wedding. And I regret saying that because I just realized I said that on the radio.
Oh no.
Yes.
I can dump that.
No, it's okay. It's out. It's already on the air.
Wait, you got a few more seconds, it's out there.
It's nothing. Whatever. But it's funny because I started watching it and I was like, "I'm not watching this." And I turned it off. Turned it off and got out of there.
Yeah.
It's like, "Comic book movies! Get back to my life!" It was funny, though, because I was like, "Look at everybody."
Yeah.
Wow.
When it's just me and my wife, I like to insult her.
I like to insult her. Insults are our love language.
Yes.
Like one time she was eating a Twinkie, and I was like, "Babe, don't you want to eat that in the bathroom?" And she was like, "Why?" I was like, "So you won't be the only tubby in the room."
Oh, man. Did you really say
Daniel?
Yes,
you
I
really did.
Did say that.
Oh, my God.
That's the thing. He really did say that.
See, I don't know Daniel very well, but I'm learning very, very much about him this morning.
Me and Steve
I'm very mean-spirited and love.
Me and Steve are like Key and Peele, because we'll be like, we'll look around and we'll go, "She, no." And then when that girl came in there, I was like, "What?"
I said,
"Get out of here,
get
girl.
Out of here."
Matt, hey, how are you? Whatever you would like. Whatever. Uh-huh, uh-huh. In any amount of time, I'll get it for you.
That's
I promise. You want the moon? Well, I'll throw a rope around it and pull it down here.
That's one of my favorite skits.
Yeah, it's a funny skit.
It's great.
It is. Doug, you've seen that, I'm sure. Yeah, of course you have. So you had a good holiday.
I did.
A ton of kids
in the
house.
Yeah, we did. It was awesome. We bought these indoor snowballs. They're like like yarn that are put together in snowball form.
Yeah.
And we had an indoor snowball fight.
Really?
Yeah, it was stinking cool.
That's
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah, it was great. What happened, we had our staff Christmas party at BC&M, and somebody bought one of the other guys. You know, we draw names, and so somebody bought him those because he's got little kids at his house. So we saw those, and both me and one of the other guys go, "Man, our grandkids would love those things." So we went to try to find them at the store. They told us where they didn't have any. So on the way back from the store when we had to go look for them back to the building, I got on the Amazon and found these same thing, but even a bigger bucket than we were looking for.
Wow.
See, I think when I'm a grandparent, I'm actually just going to bring snowballs over to my kids' houses.
And pelt them?
And let the grandkids have a snowball fight inside, because it's not going to be my problem.
It's not going to be your problem. That's a great thing
You're
about grandparents.
You're an icy man.
But see, they were at my house, so I didn't want them to...
Didn't want the puddles of water.
Yeah, exactly. And there was no snow. I would have had to have driven
to There isn't even snow on the mountains
yeah,
right now.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
There was snow while I was gone, though,
yeah.
because I kept seeing people putting up pictures like, "Snow in Albuquerque! But it snowed in Southern California."
That was not
parts of
snow.
Albuquerque. Like between San Mateo and Carlisle.
Isn't it weird how that happens?
In that area down there.
Just
that's
certain
yeah.
spots.
Yeah, we didn't get any in
It looked
in
like a crowd of nerds hardly. Had gone through my backyard scratching their heads.
Yeah.
Oh, gross, man. Gosh.
They need Head and Shoulders.
I was in sunny Florida where it was 80-something degrees every day, and it was hot. And I was
does
like,
it feel
this
like,
isn't Christmas!
I was going to say, does it feel like Christmas if it's that warm?
No. And let me tell you something weird that happened. We're going to the Tasty Treat, and which is this little ice cream place in the town Don's from. And this dude comes flying down the road on a motorcycle, and he had attached this, like, sleigh apparatus and then these fake lit-up reindeer to his motorcycle.
No way.
And he was just riding down the road dressed in a Santa costume. It was, like, 70-something degrees at night in Florida, and people were just honking at him. And then he pulls into the Family Dollar parking lot, and people are just getting out of their cars.
To go see Santa?
And we did, too. I mean, I got my picture with him, of course.
Yeah.
But it was just, I was like, this is Florida. This makes sense. And I posted a picture of it thinking that a lot of people would be like, yeah, Florida! Florida sucks! It's so redneck!
But everyone was just like, what's a tasty treat?
Yeah. Yeah. And then they were like, oh, that's cool. I don't know if people realize that was a motorcycle. Yeah. All of that was attached to a motorcycle.
Yeah.
It was like something that I would see in Mississippi, except worse, and nobody got it. And that made me sad.
I wish I would have seen that. I saw some of your posts.
And like Daniel said, everybody was fixated on the taste. What's a tasty treat?
Mm-hmm.
Is that like ice cream? Why are you eating ice cream in the wintertime? Because it was hot.
Yeah. I eat ice cream year-round.
Me too, man. There is no bad time to eat ice cream.
Ice cream is delicious.
No, it's not. It's bad for you, and it's cold.
It is delicious.
Yeah, it's
well,
warm.
We can try ice cream. I felt a lot like Kevin McAllister over the holidays, probably because I watched Home Alone 2 Lost in New York twice and Home Alone 1 at least once. But I get his plight, because in the second one, they all want to go to Florida.
Yeah.
To Miami.
Yeah.
Going to Miami. And he wants to go somewhere where it's cold, because that makes sense for Christmas. And I totally understood it, because it was like raining. But then we went to Mississippi, and it was cold. And it was raining. And it doesn't rain here the same way it rains back east, because it's like this solid rain for a few days. So I kind of appreciated it.
Yeah.
Because I don't get that out here. Out here, it's like weird rain bursts.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's just enough to be annoying.
Drops enough water to dust to make mud on your car.
Yeah.
Mm. Or to spot the dust that's on your car.
Spot the dust that's on your car. So, we're back from the holidays. You got any big things coming up, Sam? You're usually gone.
The first part of the year is kind of getting back into stuff. Like the middle of this month, I'll do some traveling. And
yeah.
Then that'll start picking up again. And right now we're in the planning stages for camp. And I've got 3 camps in June, and then the student conference that's in September. So we're, you know, signing contracts and getting references and doing all that kind of stuff and writing the Bible studies for the camp and all that, all the behind the scenes stuff. It's great. I got a great team of guys that helped me do all that, so I don't have to do it by myself. Thankfully.
We should do a Team Awesome Morning Party camp.
No, we should not.
We should.
No, I don't think we can afford the legalities of that.
Yeah. There might be so much liability.
Yeah.
We'd have to have a special rider on your insurance.
I don't think we can do that, DJ Boss Man Dan.
Now, he's the boss man, though.
Yeah.
Right? So
well,
he could do that.
I mean, if you want to, it's on you, man. I'll sign a contract as long as it's on you. That's all good. That's all good. Oh, man. So we got some stuff to talk about today. Unfortunately, right now, I don't know what it is. So we're going to have to figure it out.
Got to figure it out.
Yeah, I got a story here that I want to see what you say about it, Sam.
Okay.
This dude, well, it's about a treasure hunter. Usually the kind of stuff treasure hunters armed with metal detectors pick up off the beach, usually what it is, it's just loose change and worthless junk variety stuff. Have you guys ever had a metal detector?
Nope.
I had one in high school. It didn't work. It was like a cheap one.
So then did you have a metal detector?
No, I didn't. I think it was a plastic
or
detector.
Some semblance of a metal detector.
It was a stupid detector and all it found
plastic
was me.
Plastic in the vague shape of a metal detector.
Yeah, it didn't really work. But my brother-in-law, Jim, got a metal detector for Christmas. And it was really funny because my sister was like, why did you want a metal detector? Why? And he was just like, you don't understand my sense of adventure, Allison. And I was totally backing him up. I was like, yeah, adventure! Screaming from the other room. But every now and again, something valuable shows up when you have a real metal detector. The guy was surfing off Bolinas Beach in California in 1970 when his wedding ring slipped off, and it was lost to the waves. Then 2 weeks ago, a treasure hunter poking around low tide with his metal detector heard a promising beep. 10 minutes of digging through a foot of pebbles uncovered the ring that had been lost 35 years ago.
Wow.
Bearing the letters of the high school, oh, I'm sorry, it was his high school ring, and the owner's initials engraved inside. The treasure hunter dug through alumni records and tracked down the guy. He emailed him to greet him, or to meet him, and they met at a grocery store, and he got the ring back. He couldn't believe he got his ring back after 35 years.
Yeah.
Have you ever lost something and then got it back way, way, way later? Not your sanity, that doesn't count.
Because no, I'm still looking
still
for that.
Haven't found
yeah,
it.
I still haven't found it.
Neither have you, Daniel. Yeah. Daniel.
But there is some question as to whether I actually had any sanity in the first place.
We could ask your wife. She would know.
She would know. She would tell the truth, too. Lost something and found. I'd have to think about that for a minute.
Yeah. Daniel? Anything?
I don't think so. I'm racking my brain, but it's not coming up.
I have a story. When I was a kid, I was really into Transformers. Mm. And I'm talking the old school, die-cast metal Transformers. Yep. They were heavy. And for some reason, I guess I would like take them out. I would play with them in the bathtub, even though they were metal. I don't know if that was a good decision on my parents' part.
Rusty.
But we went to a lake, and it was a Decepticon. It was an Insecticon, which was a certain variety of Decepticon, the bad guys, and it changed into a bug. And I was out in the lake, and I was little. I was like 3 or 4. This is one of my earliest memories. And I'm playing with it. And then it just slipped out of my hand and sank to the bottom. So then I go under the water, and I'm looking for it. Never found it again. And I was like, it got carried off by the current. But we were in a lake.
Lake, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know how much of a current there was. But what I told myself. I think if I had a metal detector, I don't even know where that lake is. But at the time, I would have tried to find that thing.
Yeah.
That bummed me out. That was like my first collision with reality as a little kid.
But
like,
you never found it.
No, I never did.
So you just lost it.
Yeah, I just lost it. That's the closest I've gotten. I don't know if I've ever found anything that I lost. That would be the thing that I would try to find if I could go back.
Yeah.
What do you think? You got a smile on your face.
I was just thinking that was funny. Like, out of all the things you've ever lost,
it was a Transformer.
The Insecticon in the lake is what you'd go for.
Yeah. That's the one. I don't know if I have anything super valuable.
I lost my first wedding ring.
You did?
Yeah.
How'd you do that?
We were playing basketball, and when I play basketball, I take it off and tie it in my shoe so I don't lose it.
Yeah.
But normally what I would do is like pull the lace out of the eyelet thingy, you know, and then put it in there so that even if my shoe comes untied, the ring still stays. Mm-hmm. Well, this one time I was in a hurry and I didn't do that. I just tied it in the knot of my shoe. When I tied the bow or whatever.
Yeah.
And so I'm playing in this like a city league, church league game in Carlsbad, New Mexico. And my shoe comes untied in the middle of the game, and I just reach down, tie it, don't even think anything of it. And then after the game is over, I sit down on the bench to get out of my basketball shoes, put on my other shoes, and I went,
oh no.
My ring. So I remembered where my shoe came untied. I mean, what end of the court I was in. So I went, and I kind of figured where I was standing, and then I kind of backed up to where it might have come untied, and I scanned the whole floor, and I looked out, and there was these little, it was a former electrical plant, power plant thing, turned into a gym and all kinds of other stuff. Mm-hmm. So there's these little iron, like, angle beams across the floor where there's a gate to keep from going downstairs. I mean, a big fence. And I looked under. I was on my hands and knees crawling and looking under all the little crevices to see, and I couldn't find it. And every time I would go back there, because we'd do youth activities there. We'd take the students there. I'd go to the lost and found and say, hey, somebody, it was like 3 years ago, but can you look in the box and see if somebody has actually found it? And it's never turned up. So
never.
But I was terribly torn up about it. Terribly. Because at that time, Brendan and I had been married 12 or 13 years. So I had a friend of mine who lost his wedding ring the week after he got married, and his wife was furious. And I'm like 13, 14 years, and I lost my ring. Brenda's going to kill me. And I go home, I said, sweetheart, I lost my ring tonight playing ball. And she's like, it's okay. We'll just we'll find another one. We'll get another one. I go, but it doesn't. And I'm like, you're not upset? She goes, no, it's just a ring. That doesn't.
Aww. That ring ain't no thing.
That's right.
Dang.
So,
dude.
And the thing that bothered me the most was that ring that we bought that matched, you know, our wedding bands matched, the place where we bought them, they weren't selling those kind of rings anymore. So I couldn't even get one to match hers anymore.
Yeah.
So I just went and bought a cheap one at Walmart or something. Mm-hmm. And then finally, for our 20th wedding anniversary, we bought silver matching wedding bands again.
Nice.
So now we match again. But for a long time, we didn't.
I think
I never found that.
Yeah, if I ever lost mine, I don't think, Don. This was, we went for the super cheap ring. Now, her ring was my grandmother's ring.
Oh, right.
And I've told this story before, but it was like when they made it back in the day, it was this little known metal that nobody used, and it was called platinum, which now if you try to buy a platinum ring, you're like throwing down some change for it.
Yeah, it's big time.
And so whenever my meemaw, who is not here anymore, she is in another dimension. she time traveled to another dimension. Because in my family, we don't die, we just shift.
We shift.
But anyway, she met Dawn and was like, hey, I know it's not time, but whenever the time comes, you give her my ring. And I was like, okay. So that worked out. That was a really cool thing.
Yeah.
Because at the time, Waverly was just making bank, you know what I mean? But anyway, yeah, I think if Dawn lost that ring, yeah, I would be pretty bummed.
Yeah,
she would be pretty
so.
Bummed too, because
yeah,
it means yeah. a lot to her.
Absolutely.
Knowing that Meemaw just like threw it at us.
Yeah.
We got a phone call.
Static.
Hey.
Hey.
I found your video, Matt.
You did?
That is creepy.
What did you watch the whole thing?
Most of it.
What's it like being so creepy? And
don't be a creeper.
Well, how does it feel knowing that your accent fades every day that you're here?
That my what?
Your accent is fading every day that you're here.
Is it? Oh, was it strong in that video?
Yeah.
It probably is a good thing, because eventually I would like to do some cartoon voices, and if I can get away from completely being covered in a southern accent, I think it'll be better.
Could you do a non-southern accent?
No.
Like, intentionally?
Nuh-uh. It always comes back.
Because people can do, like, southern accents.
That doesn't sound right. That sounds like you're trying to do one.
That sounds like a guy from Idaho trying to do a southern accent.
Let's see. Maybe. What about, like, what if you do a British accent?
I can't do a British. It sounds southern.
Do a British accent.
It's like Celeste said. She was like, you sound like a drunk Australian.
So you can do a drunk Australian
there
accent.
You go.
But
there
she
you
said
go.
That's what I sound like normally. Like when I'm just walking around. She's like, you sound like you're a drunken Australian. So then I went and told the video department that, and they all just looked at me, and I was like, I'm sorry I bothered you guys again.
Yeah, yeah.
So then I went to the art department.
You just go and interrupt the other departments.
Go around and visit.
Guys, listen to what Celeste said about me. And they all look at me like, who are you? And I'm like, I'm on the radio.
What if you say, put a shrimp on the Barbie?
No.
Please?
TJ.
What?
Why did you watch that video, man?
Well, I was curious.
What did you want to find out?
Well, I just wanted to hear what you had to say.
In my wedding video?
Like, you wanted to hear his vows?
You did look like a little baby in the video.
I've got a young face. Everybody's going to go Google that video.
He was, like, pretending that you were saying the vows to him.
Oh, that's how this is going to go,
that's even more creepy.
Well, all I have to say is thank you.
You're welcome, buddy.
Thank you.
It was a good laugh,
there's
huh?
more where that came from, I guarantee it. Later.
Bye.
That's funny.
I shouldn't have said that on the radio. People are going to go Google,
they're gonna
that
Google
video.
It. Yeah.
It's fine.
You should have let me dump it.
Nah, I don't care. It's not like it's happened before, you know. I don't even know how that video popped up on the internet. I was trying to remember yesterday who filmed it. I know the one girl, Katie, was part of it. Katie was our neighbor, and she was part of filming. But I can't remember who was actually in charge of that and how it ended up on YouTube, of all places.
Hmm.
I should figure that out.
Yes.
Dawn's probably mortified. She's listening right now going, no! No! I hope you lose that wedding ring. That's what she's saying. They're filming a video. It was supposed to be today. But
oh, really?
Firefly's filming a music video for a song called We Are Alive. I don't know if
I was supposed
to say that either.
Where they're doing it?
In Nashville.
Oh, okay.
And it's cool because it's going to be like, I think it's going to show her with the pregnant belly.
Oh, yeah. How
fun. It's kind of about life and how you can find a lot of joy in life.
Cool.
They should draw a big smiley face on her tummy.
Daniel, you find a way every time.
You know, if someone had Googled my wedding, there would be no video.
Why not?
Because we didn't even have video cameras.
Did you guys circle up the wagons and have a bonfire? Is that what happened? Did anybody get dysentery at your wedding?
And we had to wait an extra week because the circuit preacher didn't make it back to our town in time.
There was a giant bear attack.
There was a giant bear attack.
You guys almost didn't make it to Oregon.
We didn't. We almost didn't.
Most of you did.
We met this crazy family, the Donner family.
Yeah.
But we just moved on. We didn't want to. You know,
they invited you to stay for dinner.
They invited us to stay for dinner.
And they were like, but you guys all look full. And they said, it's time for the second course.
The second
And you're like,
course.
We're going to go. This
yeah,
is, you
our
guys
wedding
are
is
weird.
In Oregon, so we got to go. See ya. We're going to blaze the Oregon Trail.
Speaking of wedding rings and losing them, a dog in Tulsa, Oklahoma has expensive taste, Daniel. Sierra, a Labrador pup, ate her owner's engagement ring and wedding band worth $23,000.
Oh, my.
See, I think that's a bad idea to spend that much on a ring.
I am with you on that.
But it'll all come out in the end. So.
My ring, Julie's engagement ring, and her band was under $1,000.
You just had a perfect opportunity to go with a poop story provided to you by Sam Swan.
I said and it. You
what did he say?
It. I said no! It'll all come out in the end.
Oh. I said it'll all come out in the end.
Oh, I said yeah. I kind of said it over top of what you were saying.
That's okay.
I'm sorry, man. My bad. Bad radio. That was bad radio.
Sometimes it just falls out that way.
Yeah.
It just something, and then you just got to move on.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, sorry.
I saw my dogs near the coffee table and remembered I'd left my wedding ring sitting on the table last night. Lamb figured Sierra had something to do with the missing ring since she's a precocious pup, so she rushed Sierra to the vet. Turns out the vet could see on an x-ray that she did swallow those rings. The dog was rushed into emergency surgery, but good news, the rings were removed. Sierra made it through, and that's especially good news for Lamb's son, Brody. Young Brody thought his mom and dad weren't married anymore because the rings were gone. Oh. Sierra will be fine after a few days of rest at home next to Brody and the family.
So a $23,000 ring set.
Yeah.
Plus, what, a $5,000 dog surgery?
Woo!
They should have just given the dog some laxative.
Yeah.
Just let it happen?
Just let it come out.
Yeah.
They could have done that. That probably would have been cheaper. But it sounds like they're not too concerned with money. $23,000 on a wedding ring.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
I didn't even spend $23,000 on my wedding.
Really?
Yeah. I sure didn't.
Well, I mean, were
well,
we
I mean,
using,
my
in-laws
like, did.
Was it paper money then, or was that still like gold?
No, we used a barter system. We had blankets.
Got it.
And
got
and
it.
Moccasins.
That sounds really good.
It was fantastic. We got some of those with the beads on the top. It was awesome.
Okay. All right, we're going to listen to some music. We'll be back in a few minutes with a traffic update and hopefully something to talk about.
Yes.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Static.
Welcome back.
Now back to Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Traffic. Uh-oh, y'all. We got some stuff to report on the traffic cam. Stop.
Snap.
Who was doing that?
He was doing it.
It was all this guy.
No.
Both. That guy. It was Doug.
We have serious. It wasn't Doug. We have serious things to talk about. Okay. For real, though. Accident off to the side, I-25 north at Candelaria Road. That's exit 227. And then very close to that, there's an accident and three lanes are blocked. I-25 north at the Big I slash Highway 40. That's exit 226. Three lanes are blocked.
That's what happens when there's an accident and somebody's like, oh, look at the accident.
Yeah.
Crash!
Another accident.
Bang!
Bang!
Fire!
What are you, Batman?
And then they're like,
you should go into sound effects. That was pretty good.
It was.
Bam!
Kerpow!
Okay. Also, we got construction. Left lane closed. Lomas Boulevard West at Broadway Boulevard. We've got long-term road construction at San Mateo Boulevard and San Diego Avenue. And we've got major road construction, Unser Boulevard at Black Arroyo Boulevard. I think it's really funny how they try to throw in different terms for construction, like major, long-term, devastating, boring. There's also some congestion.
Slightly annoying.
Yes,
oh, wait, no, that
annoying.
Doesn't exist.
See, that congestion is also because of that accident.
Probably so.
They're 40 probably like,
eastbound.
Guys, look.
Yeah.
40, look over there.
40 eastbound around Rio Grande, 12th. There's a little bit of congestion. But again, that major accident, I-25 north at the Big I, three lanes are blocked. What?
The music ran out.
I know. I'm still, you guys were talking and I couldn't finish my traffic update.
When the music's over, you gotta stop.
I don't have to.
Here, do you want me to start it again?
No, because we're done. You can start the other music.
But you didn't say who traffic is brought to the peoples by.
Okay, start it over. And then I'm going to make you talk. Traffic is brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road, Northeast, here on the Calvary campus. You can give them a call, 505-338-3669.
Jamming.
You are jamming.
Dude,
just like traffic.
How do you not hurt
your
nice one. How do you not hurt your neck by doing what you're doing?
Most of my neck is actually scar tissue.
Oh, well, there you go.
That's good, Daniel. That's good.
That helps.
That's going to be a big accident for a while.
Yeah.
Three lanes.
Three lanes, that's terrible. I
hope that accident doesn't cause the people in the cars to have accidents because they can't get off the freeway.
Don't look at the accident. Just drive. And don't be in a hurry. Just be cautious.
You're on camera.
He totally missed it.
I didn't see it.
No, you didn't hear it.
What did he do? What did he do?
He didn't hear it.
Oh, what did he say?
Doug, save me. All right, listen. It's 2015. The other day we were talking about New Year's resolutions, and we kind of talked about some digital resolutions that people were talking or kind of bringing up. So we found a list. Doug found us a list. It's, how many is this? 15 digital resolutions for 2015.
Okay.
Sam, did you make any New Year's resolutions at all?
I resolved not to make any resolutions.
That's a pretty good one.
Yeah. So far, I'm living up to it.
I've resolved no longer to linger. drawn by the world's delight. Isn't that it?
Yes.
Old Baptist hymn.
Yes.
Gross.
Not just a Baptist hymn.
I've resolved to no longer linger.
I have resolved no longer to linger. Drawn by the world's delight.
You know that song that's like,
you've got me wrapped around your finger. Let's all sing
Did
at the same time.
Did you have to let it linger?
Yes, I remember
that song is about pulling the finger. Think about it.
Right.
You've got me wrapped around your finger.
Uh-huh. Got it.
Did you have to let it linger?
I resolved to never bring this up again.
Yes.
That is what the song is about.
Never say linger in front of Daniel. Please. Note to self.
Or finger.
don't talk in front of him. So digital resolutions. These are ones specifically involving the technology in your life. Like one of mine was to spend less time on my phone because we talked about this on Monday. There were pictures that Dawn's sister took of like us in Florida and I was in the background chilling out on my phone.
Yeah.
You know, and I felt really stupid seeing that because everybody else was like smiling and hugging and then here I am in the background going, Twitter. Yeah. You know, so I don't want to do that. So
okay.
I've made
That's a good resolution, man.
Number one on here is an iPhone curfew. This person decided to steer clear of her smartphone after 9:30. She tends to look at her phone while she's getting ready for bed, and then she goes from email to news to Instagram to Facebook to US Weekly to email again, and then it's an hour later and she could have slept.
You know what that means though?
What?
She has no nightlife.
She has no nightlife. Do you have a nightlife, Daniel?
Sure.
Yeah, he does. You can't even catch this guy at night. He's out and about.
I'm out. And I'm doing stuff.
Yeah.
I'm living it up.
Living it up.
Yeah. I'm living La Vida Loca.
Whoa, Ricky Martin.
Slow down. And a lot of the time there is a donkey.
That's terrifying. Number two, goodbye to Filofax. What is Filofax? Do you know?
I believe it's Philo.
Philo, what is that?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh.
I just believe it's Philo.
Diane Smith, an Emmy Award-winning television journalist and author, says the time has come for her to make her entire calendar digital. How did she come to this conclusion? Because the three stores that I could count on to supply Filofax refills are all going out of business. What does that tell you? So I guess that's like
it means we're not the only persons.
Maybe it's like a daytimer thing? Maybe?
Yeah.
Who don't know what Filofax is.
I'm going to look it up.
Yeah, it's something. It's got something to do with like a manually operated calendar.
Is it PH or F?
F.
Okay.
I think it's Filofax.
I know what phyllo dough is.
What's that?
It's type of dough.
Oh, no. Number three. And this was the one Mitch was pretty upset
it's
about.
It's like a calendar notebook thing.
Mitch was mad.
Mitch was mad about this one.
She kicked over a stool.
Yep.
Oh, really?
Just now.
That was Mitch. She's in here.
We don't even need sound effects. We have real life.
That's right. Listen to this one. Blogger Buzz Bishop says he's trying to take a more positive and less cynical approach to his posts on social media. He's trying to be less cynical in general when it comes to social media.
That's a stupid idea.
Mitch,
that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Says that's how she gets her frustration out, and she takes it out on social media. She takes it out on the internet.
Yeah.
And so that way, in her eyes, in person, she's nicer, which to me,
she needs to do that a whole lot more.
That terrifies me.
Because there's a long ways to go.
She's mean to me. She's mean a lot to me. And so if this is nice, Mitch, I don't want to know.
You know, the crazy thing about people venting on social media is that in the old days, before they had social media, they just vented and either privately or to their small group of friends, and nobody else had to hear it.
You're right.
Now, if they post it on Facebook, if you're following them or you're friends with them or whatever,
you see it all.
Or if they just somehow randomly tag you, like I get all these things. You were tagged in this, and there's this stupid rant, and I'm like, what the heck? I don't even know you. How
I'm
did you
start doing that? I'm gonna start tagging
don't you
stuff.
Sam Swan. Okay, because I rarely log into Facebook anyway.
Well, I'm gonna make sure that
you're gonna make sure that I.
It's on Twitter. It's gonna be on your Instagram. Sam, go look at your Facebook.
All you have to do is say that, and I will, because I think there's something important there. That's what draws me in.
That's what happens to most people. Yeah. And then, of course, when they get there and there's nothing important, the cynical attitude keeps cropping up and they just post about it.
Right? Is there actually ever anything important on social media?
Yes.
Every once in a while.
Comic book movie news.
Mitch just gave me a really dirty look.
Huh. That was a dirty look?
Yeah.
Oh.
She has a piece of bread with some brown stuff smeared on it.
I think she was smiling.
That wasn't a smile.
Okay, this guy
it was a
says
grimace.
Those random passive-aggressive comments about everyday life don't need to get out there. He's aiming to live his life a bit more like astronaut Colonel Chris Hadfield, who has said...
That guy is awesome.
You like him?
Have you ever watched his YouTube videos?
No.
Yeah.
He does stuff in space.
Oh, it's incredible.
That's cool.
He's like...
I've only seen a couple
This is how we brush our teeth in space.
Oh, wow.
This is how we clip our nails
in space.
This is how you throw up in space.
He really did a throw up one?
Yeah.
That's gross.
Well, they're awesome.
His quote is...
He's a Canadian, though.
The quote is, the easiest thing in the world is to be cynical, like you were just then with Canada. Optimism takes a little more effort.
I wasn't being cynical.
Yeah.
I was being legitimate.
Oh, legitimate. With your hand there,
with
too.
My hand.
You know, I overheard in a restaurant, speaking of cynicism,
yeah.
I overheard... No, it wasn't a restaurant. It was in an airplane. Oh. Right before we took off, this lady was looking for a seat, and so she sat down in this next to this guy, and he said, "I got to warn you, I'm a skeptic." And she said, "I don't mind skeptics, I don't like cynics."
Ooh.
And I said, I even tweeted about it. I was like, because it was like, this is a tweetable thing right here. She just made a cynical statement about cynics. She's being cynical. She's a hypocrite. But I didn't call her a hypocrite because I didn't know her name.
Did you vent about it on social media?
I didn't vent. I just said, I heard funny
He's like,
thing.
Hey, lady!
Funny thing.
You're a hypocrite!
Lady, what's your handle on Twitter so I can tag you in this post that I'm fixing to do? It was one of my most favorite Twitter moments.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
It's pretty funny. Usually things go like
my
that.
My favorite Twitter moment was the time I posted that picture of a dead fish.
Yeah?
What'd you do that for?
Well, there's a dead fish.
Oh.
And I had Twitter for like a month there.
And you decided.
So I was like, guys, dead fish down by the river.
Yeah. Doug, get me a life jacket too, okay, buddy?
Hashtag salmon.
All right. So number four, save emails for the office. Chelsea, a publicist in New York City, says she's trying not to look at emails until she gets to work. This isn't really a problem for our line of work.
No, but we have a caller.
Let's see who it is.
And this caller is probably more important.
Absolutely, man.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
Yo, what's up, guys?
Hey, dude. How's it going?
Who this be?
This is Toolboy.
Oh. Hey, man. What's up?
How is the pool?
It's actually freezing right now, dude. It's super cold.
That's weird.
So it's more like an ice ring.
Yeah. Hey, you know, I was talking to Doug right now about that movie. Any of you seen that movie, Tusk?
Hey,
no.
Isn't it infuriating having to talk with Doug?
No, dude, I love Doug.
I love him too. Daniel
you're
doesn't
like
anything.
You're like, hey, Doug, and he's like, yeah.
Oh my God, you're a jerk.
Well said. Well said, pool boy.
No true words. Well,
hey, check it out. It's funny that you guys brought up Canada because it reminded me of that movie Tusk by Kevin Smith. He says, Canada is red and white, but never blue.
That's right.
I don't get it.
He's never sad, like, you know, because they say that, yeah, it's blue as in sad.
Okay.
Thank you for calling in and feeling a little bit of my pain.
No, dude, you got to watch that movie. It's creepy and it's funny, man. It's a good movie, though.
I heard it's a departure for Kevin Smith because it is kind of a creepy thing, and he'd never really done anything like that.
Dude, he's coming out with a trilogy, actually, so.
Really?
Yeah, so hopefully we're going to expect two more.
All right, cool. I'll check it out. Thanks for calling, pool boy.
All right, man. I love you guys.
Love you.
See you, man.
Hey, I miss Steve-O very much.
Yeah, he'll be back soon.
Would.
Don't worry. Don't you worry.
Later. Later, guys.
Do you not miss Steve-O?
You know who's a jerk?
Who?
Pool boy's a jerk.
No, he's not, Daniel. You can't come on this radio and be negative Nancy and expect nobody call you a jerk.
Nancy works down the hall.
Nancy is... that's Nance.
That's Nancy.
She's awesome. And nobody on the radio
her knows her. Her birth certificate...
Yeah.
Says Nancy.
It does. Sam,
what?
Will you help my friend,
I'm
please?
Trying. I
know,
he
buddy.
Keeps turning his back on me. I don't know what to...
I'm going to ground
you. I don't even feel like I'm here, Matt.
You are here, Sam, I promise, despite Daniel's turning his back on you.
I'm just giving you the opportunity to pull the knife back out, Sam.
Oh, okay.
This is something that I think we should all decide to do, and it's read more books, because I read a book over the holidays, and I was stoked about it.
Yeah.
And that this is number 5 on the digital resolution.
Is to read a real book.
Read an actual book.
Yeah.
Daniel has a counterpoint.
Why does it have to be paper?
He doesn't like paper.
Yeah.
See, I think whoever wrote this list just wants to destroy the earth.
No, they don't.
But because
if the book is already printed, then
you can read a digital book and not destroy nature.
But why? What's wrong? I just don't understand. Like Sam said, if the book's already printed, you're not reading.
But they're only printing the book because you're buying it. So if you stop buying it, then they stop printing them.
You go to a used bookstore and buy one that's already been passed around a few times.
Yeah, but don't you know that like all used books have like high quantities of drugs and fecal matter on them?
Okay. They do not.
They do.
Listen, everybody, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back.
We're gonna help Dan.
Yeah, we're going to try to
help check his facts for you
and have a good show. Let's listen. We got For King and Country right now. We'll be back in just a minute. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Static.
Now.
When confusion's my...
Here we go.
I'll have that party, and it'll be fun.
This is going to be a real party, isn't it?
Ain't no party like a Team Awesome Morning Party, because a Team Awesome Morning Party party don't stop.
This show is so clever.
Traffic?
Traffic.
Traffic.
All right.
Oh, yes, it's Friday.
It is Friday.
Traffic.
A lot to report right now. There's an accident, Montaño Road Northwest, or Northwest West, at 4th Street. There's also an accident off to the side, I-25 North at Candelaria Road. An accident, 3 lanes are blocked, I-40 East at I-25. Good grief, there's a lot going on.
Yep.
The accident, I-40 East at I-25, the big I,
It's multiplying.
That's a mess.
It's multiplying like bunny rabbits.
40 eastbound is congested right around 12th Street, 8th Street, that frontage road area. We've got road construction. Left lane is closed. Lomas Boulevard West at Broadway Boulevard. Long-term road construction, San Mateo Boulevard at San Diego. And we've got major road construction, Unser Boulevard at Black Arroyo Boulevard. Traffic brought to you this morning by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast here on the Calvary campus. You can give them a call, 505-338-3669. Ask to speak to James and talk to him about Endgame, the current Batman storyline going, because he loves it.
He does.
He does. And we had some really good breakfast this morning. The burritos have been on point all week.
They've been very good.
Very good. Sam, did you get anything to eat this morning?
I ate your tortilla.
How could you do this to me?
You always...
I skipped the tortilla.
You skipped the tortilla, so rather than throw it away, I took it from you.
Is that like a sin in New Mexico to not eat the tortilla?
You don't waste a tortilla.
You give it to some. You make sure...
Make sure somebody eats it.
It's like killing an animal. You use all of it.
Yeah.
Just throw the skin away.
You kill the burrito, don't throw the skin away.
Man, I heard a story while I was gone about this lady that got in trouble. Check this out. She was... Cats kept disappearing in the neighborhood. This lady was totally doing Cruella de Vil.
No way.
Skinning these cats and making fur coats out of them. In real life.
Ooh.
And then they
caught her. Where was this?
Oh, I can't remember. Here in the U.S. But they caught her on surveillance video.
It was probably Florida.
It probably was.
Because
Florida.
Every terrible story this week has been out of Florida.
Out of Florida.
Except for that one.
It's like every week. Every week's out of Florida.
That's just creepy.
But somebody caught her stealing a specific cat. And it was funny because the neighbor... Not funny. It was terrible. But the neighbors
were saying,
that jacket looks like our cat.
Yeah.
Like fur pattern.
Oh, no.
And then, sure enough, she got arrested. And she was totally skinning them, like, down in the basement. But not her cats. She had her own cats. She was skinning other people's cats. Yes.
Oh, gosh.
Talk about crazy.
Yeah.
Did that thing just break on you again?
A little bit.
Oh, man. These things are falling apart. Falling apart. And speaking of falling apart, you have a story about some dude taking a swim.
He doesn't fall apart.
He falls out. Out of what?
A boat.
Let me hear about it.
Former NFL player Rob Conrad was treated for hypothermia at a Florida hospital Thursday after he was forced to swim 9 miles to shore out of falling out of his fishing boat.
Gosh.
So he's out fishing. He apparently has a 36-foot vessel, and he had it on cruise control.
You can put
falls
a
out of the boat
on cruise control.
Yeah, wow. Apparently
that's my plan B.
He says, "Let's see where to go." It's not called cruise control. It's
boat control.
Boat control.
No, that's not what it is.
Autopilot.
Autopilot.
They call it autopilot. Yeah, yeah. Shouldn't it be auto captain?
Auto captain. Yeah.
Because you're a pilot in a plane. You don't pilot a boat.
Actually, sometimes they refer to the guy driving as the pilot.
Mm.
The guy driving?
Or steering.
Steering the boat?
Yeah.
He would know.
Is he a seaman?
He was around when boats were the major.
Invented?
Yes. He was around when it took months to cross the ocean. Sam you weren't
Sam
around.
Sam Swan was on
you,
the
you
Titanic.
You think we used a lot of wood to make paper and books and stuff? We had to use a lot of wood to make ships back in those
Jack
days.
From Titanic was originally Sam Swan.
That's true. Based on Sam Swan's life.
So
I'm the king of the world.
He falls out of the boat. It's on autopilot. Boat just takes off. I wonder what happened to the boat. The story doesn't say. But he's in the water. Yeah. He starts swimming.
Wow.
U.S. Coast Guard sent out search parties. He saw them. They didn't see him. Finally, he comes ashore wearing nothing but his underwear.
He made it.
Gets up to the road, flags down a cop.
The reason he made it is because you know what team he played for?
No.
The Dolphins.
Oh.
I'm not kidding.
So he probably had help.
He played for the Dolphins.
He's out in the water and he's like,
Doug, you know that Joker's swimming out in the ocean and then some dolphins come up and he goes, oh, this is ironic. This is ironic. I fell out of this boat and now I really am part of a team of dolphins. That's exactly what happened. They were helping him.
That's crazy.
Dolphins are a harbinger of good luck and purpose.
Poipus.
Yes, they are.
Porpoise.
You took that from Sam. His eyes lit up.
I was ready to go for it.
His eyes lit up and he was like, this is my time. And Daniel said, swipe! Swipe or no swiping, Daniel.
Darn.
So Doug gave us some lists of like the weirdest Wikipedia pages.
Okay. Is there one for the longest swim? Because this guy might have it.
No, but there is one about toilet paper orientation.
Okay.
See, there's two ways that you can do it. They call it the over and the under orientation. I call it the right and the wrong way.
I'm with you. Over.
Over.
Over is right, Sam.
Okay.
Toilet paper.
Over, under.
Over.
Doug.
Over.
Over, under.
Toilet paper. Over.
Over.
It has to be over because that's the most efficient way to get the panels, the number of panels that you need.
You ever tried to just like rip it off when it's under?
You can't.
It's just like whoosh.
Yeah. And I'll tell you this, I do see the other side of things, literally, because there have been times where the roll has been in a confused place.
Yes.
And I've had to pull the under thing. And there's a certain movement you have to do. But I wonder if in some ways it's more efficient because it's faster.
No.
You can go boom. Like a speed.
You can't find
tape.
It because it rolls up under the back of the thing, and
that's
then you've
true.
Got to roll to it to get to
if,
it, where it comes over the top.
Like,
yeah.
Julie and her family are under people.
Really?
And sometimes I go into the bathroom and it's under, and I have to fix it.
I do too.
You have to
when
fix
I'm at somebody's
it.
House,
fix it.
If I'm at somebody's house, I will flip their toilet paper
yep.
roll.
Sam! That's probably good manners, though. You're doing the right thing.
I am. I'm helping them out.
Should that,
because
good.
They're
should
obviously
that be
doing
our
it
question
wrong.
Of the day?
Which side of the toilet
over
paper?
Or under?
Over or under. Gosh. That's a good question.
338-3700.
Toilet paper.
Over or under. So far, the studio is filled with over people.
Yes. As it should be.
Where's Mitch?
Oh, don't do this. This will settle
Mitch,
forever.
See in her room in there?
I found an article about whether or not
toilet
this is
paper,
the correct
over
thing.
Over or under.
What's funny about this is...
Over. She said over.
She says
yeah.
over.
Overwhelmingly.
How could anybody...
Yeah.
How could anybody be an under person?
This will be the one that gets everybody going.
Yeah.
This will be the one.
Yeah.
I'm going to post a link. It'll be
we got a call!
We got a call. Let's go for it. He's so excited.
I just broke the phone. I'm so excited.
Yes.
You broke it?
I did.
Don't break it.
Popped the button right
the
off.
The button came right off.
Caller. Toilet paper. Over or under?
I say over.
Yes.
Why is this?
I don't know. I have cats, but they don't like the toilet paper. And I had an ex-boyfriend who I changed his toilet paper out. It was empty.
Yeah.
And he got mad at me, and he was like, really?
We're losing
you.
Yeah.
Is that why you guys broke up?
No, but I should have broke up with him a long time before that happened.
That was just another thing. That was like icing on the terrible cake.
Yes.
Like, I should have broke up with you a long time ago.
That was stupid.
Can't even get the toilet paper right. Thanks for calling.
Uh-huh.
Bye.
Did you fix that button? There.
You did fix the button.
I did fix the button.
We're going to post it on Facebook right now. We're going to try to settle forever. The right way to arrange the toilet paper, under or over?
I think part of the reason over is the right way is because you have gravity working for you.
That's true. It's a little less work on your
behalf. It is less work.
Yeah.
Well, but I mean, there's gravity on the other side.
No. When you turn toilet paper under, you start defying laws of physics.
I don't know.
And gravity no longer even functions.
You know, whether it's scientific, whether it can be proved scientifically or not, it's just wrong to go under.
It's just wrong. Okay, Sam's got the moral argument.
That's why I fix, when I go to people's houses, I fix it.
Sam's got moral. I guess you've got scientific. And then I'm going to be devil's advocate and just say that, hey, maybe there's another way to do this.
Nope.
No?
What about...
Yeah, okay, there is another way to do it, but you can be wrong if you want to.
So there's the different toilet paper holsters.
Exactly.
There's like the ones where the toilet paper roll is in a horizontal configuration.
Whoa.
What if you went vertical?
Ah.
Now, see, we have that with our paper towel thing.
Right.
Which way is over and under that way?
I don't know.
You know what? That's difficult, though, because you have to hold the paper towel and then tear it off.
Yeah, I like it when it's hanging underneath the cabinet.
Guys, we're going to post question of the day to Facebook. Feel free to comment there. And when we come back, you can give us a call. The number's 505-338-3700. We'll be right back after these cool tunes that you're going to love.
Static Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning!
Team Awesome Morning Party. Making your morning a little more awesomer. Ist. A little more awesomest.
Let's take a quick look at traffic. We got an accident, Montana Road, Northwest West at 4th Street. Also, we have an accident. The right lane is blocked. I-40 East at I-25. That's the big I. It happened at about 8:30 a.m. And there's still a lot of congestion to the west of that accident along 40. We've got road construction, left lanes closed, Lomas Boulevard West at Broadway Boulevard. Long-term road construction, San Mateo Boulevard at San Diego Avenue Northeast, as well as major road construction, Unser Boulevard at Black Arroyo Boulevard. So be careful what you're doing as you drive around the ABQ metro area and even out into the west side desert wastelands.
I like the west side.
I do too. But this is a desert wasteland. Traffic brought to you this morning by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast here on the Calvary campus. You can give them a call and talk to them about tasty breakfast treats, 505-338-3669. Yeah! That's traffic. That's how you do it, Sam.
That was good.
Thanks, man.
That was good.
So you have to go?
Yeah.
That's sad.
I gotta go, man. It's a work day for me today.
Well, heaven
forbid. Which is hard. You know, you've had all that time off.
Yeah.
I had all the time off, and on Monday I was sitting at my desk going, why am I here?
What do I even do here?
That's
what happens to me at Christmas. I just start asking, why am I here? What is Christmas time?
Then my boss came in and said, what are you doing? And I said, oh, I'm working hard.
I'm figuring metaphysical stuff out,
that's
man.
Right.
That's what I do.
I'm writing sermons.
I'm praying. Were you sleeping?
No, sir.
No, sir. I was praying.
Deep, intense prayer.
You interrupted meditation. Right before I said amen when I lifted my head up off my desk.
I pray with the groanings of my heart.
Wow. That sounds intense, man.
I'm going to use that. I like that one.
Well, Sam, you going to come back next Friday?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, as far as I know, I don't think I'm out of town. I'll double check and let you know, but
good.
I think I'm here.
I'm glad you're here.
Yeah, man, me too.
All right,
appreciate it.
Before you go, we started a conversation about toilet paper.
Okay.
And believe it or not, it's rolling on. You like what I did?
I do.
Yes.
It's not a smear campaign. It's just a regular old question of the day.
Is one side wiping the other side out, or is it?
Yeah, so far we've got one majority. I can't even talk. That's good. The question of the day, which is the proper way to roll toilet? Stop
can't
it!
Even say it.
Roll toilet paper. Let's decide today once and for all. So we got some people commenting on Facebook. Ben says, the right way is your wife's way. Winky face. Guys?
He speaks some wisdom.
Wisdom?
Yes.
Daniel?
Nope.
No. Simple rebuttal.
Well, only if your wife's way is over.
What if her way is under, though?
Then you need
see,
some
in my
counseling.
Situation,
need some counseling.
Her way is under.
Oh, got it.
Oh.
So we do everything over.
Gotcha.
Because that's the right way.
Because did you have to retrain her?
It's like, you know, they say if a plane's going down,
yep.
You tell the people and you give them parachutes, you don't let it crash and burn.
Oh, okay.
You want to save people's lives. You want to do something about it.
You want to do the right thing.
If a building's on fire, you help get people out. You don't watch it burn.
That's right. Right. That's Jacqueline right. says, there is no question. Over. If she finds any toilet paper rolls hung the wrong way, which is under, she takes it as her duty as a human being to flip it. Injustice
duty.
Will not stand while she's
she
around.
She said duty.
She did say duty. It can't. We can't stop. Monday, poop conversation. Tuesday, poop conversation. Wednesday, poop conversation. Thursday
what,
and today.
What day was it when you actually said, hey, we got out of that segment without a poop reference, but your poop reference?
I think that was yesterday.
Yeah.
I think that was my fault.
I was listening.
Laura says, over. Carly says, everyone told my husband and I before we got married that we would have fights about this, but we have been married a while and neither of us even care.
Oh, my.
It's probably be...
Probably. It's probably... Got it.
Probably because they're both over people.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They're over the whole situation. Yeah. Give us a call and tell us what you think. 505-338-3700. We want to know which way is the right way, definitively, to roll the toilet paper.
It'd be kind of interesting if we could hear from an under person.
It would. And so far, no one has said that.
Nobody has said under.
Zero.
Which just goes to prove over is the correct way.
But I wonder if it's... In a theoretical kind of way, because you encounter under toilet paper all the time.
Right.
It's weird how that happens.
Yeah.
You go places, and of course, we all think, everybody thinks it's over. Over's the right way. Over's always the right way. But then why are we always coming across under-rolled toilet paper?
Yes. I don't know. Maybe it's because they're not paying attention. They're in a hurry. Like in a public building, like at the Babbitt building, when the janitorial staff replaces the toilet paper, they don't pay attention. They're just in a hurry to get that done because that's part of their duties and they have a bunch of other stuff to do. Maybe that's why, like in a place like that.
Maybe
in people's homes, maybe they do have a feeling one way or the other, but they, you know, especially if it's under, they're wrong. So we it's our duty, like Daniel's saying, we got to fix that.
We've got to fix it.
Got it.
Daniel, I'm glad you take a stand, even though you're... You should get Julie to call in and explain why her family's like that.
Should I just call her?
Yeah. You can call her if you want to. I don't know the extension to get out. So maybe you can't call her. Maybe you'll have to text her. Guys, you can call us, though. 505-338-3700. We want to know what you think. Uh-oh, it looks like somebody... Do we have a call? I think we got a call.
Caller.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
I can't believe I'm chiming in on this, but...
I can.
over is the right way.
Thank you.
Why?
Thank you.
Well, I don't know why. It just is. To such an extent that one day, in a hurry,
yeah.
I did put it on incorrectly. My husband confronted me later that day with the words... Who are you and what have you done with my wife?
Yes!
Because it is always over.
Always over.
It's just more convenient. I find it's like when you're reaching for the toilet paper, if you have fingernails, don't you just like dig into the wall if it's under? Isn't
Whoa.
It like creating a little mess?
Edward Scissorhands.
Anyway, it sounds like you have Wolverine
Bye.
Claws.
Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you. We got
that
another
was awesome.
Call.
That was good.
Let's switch.
Caller.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, so I'm definitely an over girl, but mm-hmm. I would like to say that I've had arguments with people about this.
Okay.
And they say that under is the way to go because then a cat or a child can't undo it and make mess. Because if you roll it when it's under, it just keeps flopping around.
Okay, the people who have said that obviously don't have children or have never had a cat because
yeah.
they it can happen either way.
I was going to say, I have children and they just like... take it off of the wall and put it in the toilet.
Yeah, it doesn't
your
matter.
Your kids are maniacs. Yeah. For real. We discussed
it's
that
over,
earlier this
for
week.
Sure.
Yeah, over. Good, good.
Thank
yep.
you for calling.
Glad you're on the right
Thanks.
Side.
Thanks. It's good to be on the right side.
Mm-hmm.
You know, though, I've never had a... I have two cats. Never had a problem with the toilet paper being unrolled.
Exactly. It's a baseless argument.
You can train your animals to stay away from that. When they start reaching for it, you spray them with water, and they'll never do it again.
And they do stuff.
Or tasers.
Or tasers.
No. Okay. No. Anyway.
It's all like going towards the toilet paper, and you're like...
Panda is the elder cat. She will break into where we keep her snacks. Yes. She will open the cabinet, crawl in there, and pull her snacks out and sit them in the floor.
Yeah.
Mm.
And so then when I get home, she goes and just sits by them and looks at me.
Right.
That cat is figuring things out.
Cats are very smart, so it doesn't matter whether it's over or under a cat. If they want to mess with the toilet paper, they're going to mess with it.
I got home the other day, and I was about to walk in, and I heard the TV on. And then as I opened the door, I heard it all turn off. And I look, and then Panda and Beans are just sitting on the couch by the remote just looking at me. Yeah. And I was like, what?
Almost as if to say,
what are you guys doing?
Nothing.
Yeah. And so then the next, I look on Netflix, and they've started watching, like...
Animal Planet?
No, and, not even that. They watch, like, what's it called? The one with Kevin Spacey? House of Cards.
Oh, really?
Like, what are you guys doing? You can't watch this, Beans. And then he scratched me.
You're going to have to put parental controls for your cats.
But they still haven't figured out the toilet paper
thing. Feline controls, I guess.
But I don't know, man. The minute they figure that toilet paper thing out, I don't know what I'm going to do. Because I've seen Beans over there, like, looking at it. Just he just looks at things before he messes with it. He just stares at
them. He's figuring it out.
He's trying to. I think he's slow. I think if... I really do.
Meow.
His depth perception is really bad. Maybe he's probably trying to figure out how far that thing is away from him. It's like a foot away from his face.
Glasses.
How far is that thing? I don't know.
That's funny.
Whenever I picture Beans, if he had a voice, he's like, hey, what are you doing over there? You know, like, it's really mean. I shouldn't say his voice because it's
just
not
cats.
Real. They're personifying animals.
They're just cats.
You spend too much time with your cats.
No, I don't.
They're not offended.
They are offended, Sam. They're always offended.
They live in a constant state of offend.
Can we prod Doug up? I want to hear his opinion on this. Because his wife she's liked our conversation on Static. Or the Facebook, Static's Facebook. But she hasn't said anything. So I want to know if Doug's ever had any issues with this. Doug? Not there.
Hello.
There you are.
All right.
Tell us what you think. Over, under, and why.
You know, to be honest, I don't care.
You don't care?
I really don't. I usually go over, but honestly, like, just... Like, you go out in public sometimes, and it's just however it is. Like, sometimes it's under. Sometimes you have to, like, pull it out. Like, I remember in elementary school, you'd, like, pull, like, one sheet at a time out.
Oh, that's the worst. That's the worst kind of toilet paper dispenser.
That.
Guys, if you're just tuning in, we're trying to figure out definitively which is the right way to hang toilet paper, over or under. It's a really, really important conversation with all the stuff going on in Paris and all that today. Mm-hmm. So we thought we would... tackle this.
We could solve this issue today.
We can solve this issue today. You can give us a call, 505-338-3700. So, Doug, you say over.
I go over, but if it's either way, I just, you know what? It's the least of my... I'm usually sitting there on my phone for 20 minutes anyway, so
you
I'm not...
You sit
either.
On your phone while you use
yes.
the bathroom?
You're going to break it.
I know.
It's unsanitary.
Yeah.
Is that how androids work? Is that what you guys do?
Sometimes.
It's all they're good for.
So, you mean to tell me that an android is so crappy a butt can operate it?
No, it's so strong.
Okay.
That if you sit on it, it won't bend.
Bend gate.
Yeah.
Hashtag bend gate.
Bend gate.
Thanks, Doug.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Thank you.
We got a call. Hello, caller.
Hello?
Dude, quit surrounding your conversation of poop.
What are you talking about? He hung up.
He hung up?
Yeah.
That's not cool.
That's a dial tone.
He's not cool enough to go to the
pool. That's pool boy. He loves it.
Yeah.
He loves it. Guys, you can go to our Facebook, facebook.com/mystaticradio. You can post your thoughts, your ideas. We're going to play some music and then come back, and it'll be time to go. It'll be the end of the show.
Pretty much.
Thanks for coming in, Sam.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yes,
as
sir.
As always.
We'll see you next Friday.
The glue that has held this show together.
Absolutely. We needed you today. We needed you.
I'm glad I could bring something to the show. I don't know what it was, but I'm glad.
We don't know either, but thanks for being here. We'll be right back after, what do we got? We got a Culture Shock from Manchester Orchestra, a little Kenosis coming up. Don't go anywhere. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Static.
Let the broadcasting of the disturbed continue.
Time for more from Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Enjoy the show.
What's up, what's up? Let's take the final look at traffic this morning. The big news, traffic-wise, has been the accident. I-40 East at I-25 happened around 8:30. It looks like things are moving smoothly around that accident now, but still, Be aware of where you're going and what you're doing anytime you operate a motor vehicle. Long-term road construction, San Mateo Boulevard at San Diego Avenue Northeast. You've got major road construction, Unser Boulevard at Black Arroyo Boulevard. And finally, road construction, the left lane is closed. Lomas Boulevard West at Broadway Boulevard. That's your look at traffic. Traffic is brought to you by Solomon's Porch. That's 4001 Osuna Road Northeast here on the Calvary campus. They've got tasty treats and coffee sweets. I don't like my coffee sweet. I like it black because I'm not that complicated. You've probably figured that out. I'm a simple man, and that's in all respects because I'm not very smart. You can give them a call, 505-338-3669, and that's the whole shebang when it comes to traffic. Do you like that?
I do.
Call myself stupid. I knew you'd appreciate that.
So we're talking about toilet paper.
Yeah.
And
do you have some theme music you wanted to
play? I have some theme music here.
What's this song called?
This song is called Paper Thin Hymn.
That makes sense. This is a... We found out that this was actually like a three-ply conversation. We weren't sure how thin or thick it was going to be, but it worked out.
Yeah.
And it's really been cleaning up. We're asking people... Which is the right way? Proper way.
We need you to cling on to this conversation.
How do you roll toilet paper? Are you over or are you under? We posted a video, a pretty funny video, from a couple of guys named Rhett and Link. You can check it out. It's on our Facebook right now, and we definitely have people commenting, which I'm happy about, because yesterday we posted a personal photo of me, and not a one of you commented on it, and that made me feel great.
Yeah.
You mean, mean people.
So... I'm not sure if this is going to be an opposing viewpoint.
Okay.
But we've got Celeste in here, and she's going to talk to us about her toilet paper preference.
All right.
Over.
Hello, Celeste.
Hi!
And why is it over, Celeste?
Celeste is from Celeste in the Afternoons.
That's where I'm from.
Is that what it's called?
I grew up there. It's my hometown.
Nice.
Yeah.
You need to get out, man. Get out sometime.
At where?
Out of the afternoon. You've been there a while.
There's nothing else but the afternoon.
Okay.
That's the only thing that exists.
Hey, before you answer the question, who's double shot today?
Oh my gosh, it's going to be epic. So we had Neon Noah face off with Golden Youth yesterday, and they totally creamed them with votes.
Nice.
So Neon Noah is facing off Copper Lily today.
Ooh, that's going to be a tough one. If you guys don't know, every weekday afternoon, Celeste does a little segment called the Double Shot Pick Me Up, where she takes two bands, pits them against each other, and whichever one gets the most votes, they get two songs played in a row.
Little way to wake up your afternoon and get you out of that afternoon slump. So tune in around 3 p.m. But talking about toilet paper.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could give an educated, reason of why over is just better. It just looks aesthetically a lot more pleasing. It just makes a lot more sense.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it takes less, effort to pull the toilet paper because, working with gravity and everything, I feel like it would take more.
That's what I said earlier.
That is what
gravity.
But can I just tell you, I'd been flipping all of them under.
What?
As a social experiment. Just
stop doing social experiments. She does social experiments and then she tweets about them. She does social experiments all the time. I feel like I'm constantly in a social experiment.
I just wanted to mess with everybody, and it worked.
It does
work.
What
was the result of this experiment?
I heard people talking about it.
You heard people talking about it.
You're listening to people talking in the bathroom?
You're taking notes.
It's a social experiment.
This is awkward.
The
bathroom
is a social place.
Gather intel and data.
We got a caller.
Let's see what they say.
Caller, hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so you need to put that toilet paper over. Otherwise, wherever I'm at, if it's under, I am stinking clawing that toilet paper trying to get the toilet paper. I know. It's so then you have a shred of toilet paper all over the floor.
Could you do that again?
All I need is a pee.
Do that again.
Could you do that again? We're going to record that
We need
sound.
That sound effect.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. You're
All right. Just one more time, please. One more time. One more time.
I need the toilet paper. I'm not going to claw the wee out of it just so I can, do my business. You know what I mean?
What did you say?
Put it over. Otherwise, you're going to have shredded toilet paper everywhere.
It's true. That's a solid point.
Did you say you're not going to claw the wee out of it?
No, because why am I going to sit there? You're, clawing it. All I need is toilet paper.
I like
crying
you.
Out loud.
Listen, I feel like we're on different journeys. Thank you for calling in.
Sure. Well, yeah, I sit on that toilet. You're going to need it, bud.
All right. Love you. Bye.
Love you too. Bye.
Hey, you can't get awkward. You guys brought toilet paper into the discussion. Yeah, it's going to get a little bathroom talky up in here.
Celeste, you're on the webcam right now.
Oh, is it over there?
Yeah, there it is.
You can finally see what I look like. Look, my teeth are getting straightlier.
They are getting straighter. They look good. All right, so we want to know what you think. Give us a call, 505-338-3700. We probably got time for like maybe one phone call if it comes in right now, but I feel like we've done a pretty good job of settling this whole debate.
Yeah, so far we have not heard a single person say under.
Not one person.
Not one person.
And yet,
there was a good comment on Facebook.
There was a good comment. Let's see. Who said that? She said, Kim says, clearly over, I wasn't raised in a barn.
We got a call. Hello, caller.
Hi, I wanted to weigh in on your discussion.
Please do.
Okay, well.
All right.
Well, I'm over here at work.
Uh-huh. Don't tell me that you're...
And I'm looking at the toilet paper dispenser,
echoey.
Which is a professional one.
Oh, my gosh.
By Kimberly-Clark Microban. And the instructions specifically say over and under.
They specifically say that. You went to the bathroom to check that out.
Oh, I'm in here right now looking at it.
Thank you for calling us while
you're
in the restroom.
Okay, we're going to go now.
All right, see you later.
We have another call. Bye. Thank you, God. Hello, other caller. Please do not
Hello?
Be in the bathroom.
Hello. You're on the air.
You're on the air.
Hi.
You're on the air right now. You.
Yes, you.
Yes.
Yes.
You're the only one. You are on the air as we speak.
The discussion is a reference to toilet paper?
Yeah, over
yes,
or under.
Over
which
or
one?
Under.
Hey, don't listen on
Sorry
your
radio.
Sorry
about the distractions due to the radio in the
yeah,
background.
Listen on the phone.
The issue is that the best way to have toilet paper is, in fact, sideways.
Sideways. Tell us why.
Oh, you have one of those.
the elites have it like a pole. It's mounted to the floor, and it's sideways. So that way you don't have to worry about over or under. It just comes out sideways. Have a great morning.
All right. Thank you.
See, but then that brings a whole other dimension of elements because then it's like left side or right side.
Well, that's how things usually go. You think you got it all settled, and then you have to find some crazy third way that everybody's talking about. And you're like, where did this come from? And then it's just nuts. Is it? There it is. That's what I was looking for. So today I feel like we almost settled the argument until a wild card had to call in at the very last second and throw in a new way. This newfangled way.
That was just introducing a whole other area of discussion. And we clearly had set it out A and B.
Well, maybe it's not settled. Maybe we have to keep it on Facebook all day. It's a question of the day. You can go throughout the day. Maybe you guys will talk about it.
I don't want to talk about this all by myself.
You're performing a social experiment about this. You have to talk about it.
No. You have empirical data now.
Yeah, you're the scientist.
Because I revealed my experiment, it is now
It's over?
I can't.
You
do
can't
it
be some secret scientist manipulating all of us.
It's done already.
Okay. Steve-O's
no
going to be
idea.
Back on Monday.
Steve-O's going to be back on Monday. Do you want to issue a formal apology for this week?
No.
All right, good.
No,
don't
I'm just.
Don't do it.
We're all going to pretend it never happened.
It never happened. That's right, guys. Steve-O will be back Monday. It'll be the For Real Team Awesome Morning Party.
I
we'll
have
be
a
back.
Special surprise for you guys.
Okay. We'll see you guys later. Have a good weekend.